show about him and his family called Real Money on Access TV.
I'm still around. I quit smoking. I don't get loaded anymore. My voice is still in shape, and I still got all my hair, and I'd love to lose 10 pounds.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Sounds like a broken record, but another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 98. We had a record high yesterday. I think the heat index will be above 100. Rain chances, not zero, but only about 10% today, maybe 20% on Saturday. Still very hot tomorrow with a high around 96. Then on Sunday with a high around 93, we've got scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. All of this depending largely on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager was arrested for making threats at Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is now charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all-clear was given. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder and the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police tell us the shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street early Saturday morning. And the River Region United Way kicked off its 2019 fundraising campaign Thursday. The organization serves nearly 130,000 people in Autauga, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back, folks. The news and views with Joey and Jack.
Who sings that?
Paul Stanley. Yeah, in 78, Kiss decided to do Under the Kiss Banner solo albums, each member of the band. So Paul Stanley's solo album is the best. And the song is Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? I mean, he's the main songwriter for the band. Gene Simmons wrote a few songs, but Stanley, I think, was the real songwriting vocal talent.
Are they all still with us?
I believe so.
Interesting. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm going through all sorts of weird phases of music, but all over the place.
I'm very predictable.
I like to do deep dives. I get obsessed with a particular artist. And today with digital streaming, you can listen to a whole back catalog of stuff. And I love doing that. Just immerse myself. From the beginning with Kiss, you find, oh, I don't really like that album. They kind of missed the mark there for 2-3 years. Oh, they came back with Look It Up. Okay, that's a good song.
Well, I had a lot of free time on my hands the last few months. And I'll do that. I'll late at night before I go to bed. I like to go to sleep on a happy note.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll play music that I really like. Or I'll play clips from, like, the old Carson show when Jonathan Winters was on there, who to me was one of the most ingenious comics ever to
exist. Didn't he really influence people like Robin Williams?
Robin Williams is a total modern-day version of Johnny, with all the different voices and the mannerisms and going crazy and stuff. But Jonathan Winters had a character. It was an old woman named Maud Frickert.
Okay.
And
that's a funny name.
His names were really, you know, he'd have names like Hubert Tinklewilly or stuff. just crazy names that he would make up. And he was so good at improvisation, however you say that, where they would give him, like, an item, and he had to come up with things to do with that item.
I've watched some of these. They're fantastic.
He's so funny. He's so quick. And he was in the Nut House for a while.
That makes sense. That's a common thing with a lot of famous comedians. For instance, Roseanne. She apparently was institutionalized after being hit by a car and suffering massive brain trauma, and it completely changed her personality.
Really?
She became this sort of abrasive female comic.
Wow.
It was all because of a car accident.
He grew up in Ohio, and his parents were divorced, and anyway, I think that really affected him, but he was just, because he would tell stuff like, you know, back then, so and so. My dad was, as they always told us, he's gone away for a while, or he's not around. He said, you know, my younger years, he was always napping. Anyway, it's just so funny to hear him. But
I think you're filibustering right now. I think you don't want to go to this call.
No, because
this person knows you and can tell all sorts of old war stories. You got the goods on Jack, right, Wesley?
Absolutely.
Wes, how in the world are you, pal?
I have been great. I've been doing the call you since you come back. I'm very glad that Leg is at least a peg leg, but at least he's still a leg. He's still around.
Yes, Leg is here. I haven't named it yet. I'm not going to name him Leg. I'm not going to name him Jack, as in Jack Leg. So we were going to do a name the leg contest. But
we really need to do that. Our respect for Jack Cavill's got to be something creative.
Yeah.
Won't bore the audience with too many fraternity stories, but plus most of them probably couldn't be aired. I'm sure that she probably would appreciate most of our stories.
I had lunch Tuesday or Wednesday with Kurt Wilson.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had Skull, as his nickname was, because he cut his head open and they had to shave his head. And so we called him Skull, and at the same time I got the nickname Leg. So Skull came to town on business, and we met for lunch and had a big time.
That is too good. Well, I will say, we have some stories, but I have a very prim and proper mother who's still alive in 92, but she...
I love Frances Lord. She's a great lady.
Jack was the only person that could make my mother, could tell my mother a dirty joke.
You know, Wes, people tell me that all the time. You get away with saying some ugly words.
It's unbelievable. I mean, but he would have to be, he would be a damn or hell, but for my mother, that was a big thing. And he could just add a little colorful word, and she'd be crying, laughing. I'm like, who but Jack could ever even do this? But anyway, but glad, but truly glad, happy for y'all's show. I think it's going to be great, and I'm really happy that that you're back on air, Jack. I'm glad to hear you getting around. Sounds like it's I know it's going, you know, as a whole, it's a life changer. But
but you know,
chapter and you got a new chapter you can handle.
Well, it's like they say, you can't kill a roach, Wes, you know?
Yes. They just keep coming back.
That's right.
I do understand how that goes.
Tell your mother, send your mother my love. I'm wild about her.
I'm going to do it. You made her day when you and I went for a fresh market. I put her on the phone with you.
Oh, yeah.
That made her day. She called Lori, my
sister, yeah.
And I had to tell her all about it. So it was great. But anyway, just... happy Friday the 13th. Anybody had any bad luck yet?
No, so far.
It's all been good so far, which makes me nervous.
Bad luck is that I woke up this morning.
It's still coming, so, you know, the day is still young.
Yeah, it's very young. Well, Wes, hang in there, buddy. I love hearing from you.
Great to talk to you, Jack. And take care, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Wes.
Thanks.
Now,
he's a great guy.
He is.
One of the... just nicest people I ever met. And both of his parents were, of course, Francis is still alive, but his dad, John, he was a principal guy who worked at Gulf American, which became American States Insurance.
I think we make a good combination. Like we told folks earlier, we talked yesterday on the phone for, you know, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we talked this morning for like 10, 15 minutes before the show. But I'm seeing we make a good team in the sense that, you know, I had breakfast with you one day.
Yeah.
You know everybody, Jack. You know where all the bodies are buried.
Well, I dug the holes. But
and I don't know anybody. I'm this hermit, and I'm trying to change my ways here a little bit.
Herman's hermit.
But I'm always at the radio station or at home, you know, recuperating.
Chappie's picking up breakfast.
Yeah, real quick.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
To go breakfast.
Because I'm busy, man, for a hermit.
Well, you're
I'm
on 12
busy.
Shows, for God's sake.
I can't get enough.
No, really.
It's the humility. I keep just saying I'm loyal and humble, and of course I'll take up this opportunity.
Well, I hope we come across as loyal and humble. You know, humility's hard.
Indeed. Hard indeed. I want to do real quick for you at this break some stories from this week. Just fun, stupid little stories. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard some of these. For instance, this is one of my favorites. A guy in New York City. He was working for a top shelf cake manufacturer. Now, these cakes aren't just any old cakes.
Right, they're no Sara Lee things.
No, these are like cakes that go for $90 a pop. They've been endorsed by Martha Stewart and Oprah. And, I mean,
Oprah knows cake.
Well, this guy, over a course of several months, decided these cakes are so valuable, and I work at night, and when people aren't looking, I'm going to steal some of these cakes and smuggle them out of the manufacturing plant. Over a few months, he smuggled and stole 1,020 cakes, and he's going to try to move them on the black market. Of course, he gets caught, but it was worth over $90,000 worth of cake.
I don't think he's still employed there.
No.
Why? All right. So when he tries to sell them on the black market, like he advertises them,
yeah,
he says we have some surplus of cakes from such and such company.
Yeah.
Did he say that? Well, he would have to get that kind of money.
Right. If you think it's just a regular old cake, it's all in the brand. I'm not sure. I'm sure those cakes don't like taste so much better than a $20 cake. Maybe. But it's just so absurd. Like, do you have a fence? Do you have a guy? I know a guy who's going to move this cake for me. I'm not going to sell it myself. It's just an absurd story. Another one out of New York City that's kind of just unseemly. Unwholesome.
Well, I wouldn't think.
First off, the beginning of it's unseemly. There's a grown man. He's 57 years old. He's from New Jersey, but he likes to frequent Times Square dressed as Elmo. A family was there in Times Square, like many families do. Tourists going to visit New York City, see the famous place that is Times Square. It's become a big tourist spot, apparently. And the Elmo guy, this 57-year-old man from New Jersey, comes up and says, hey, y'all want to take a picture with me? They say, no, we're good. You're freaking us out. You're a grown man in an Elmo outfit. And so a normal person... Of course, he's not normal. He's wearing an Elmo costume. A normal person would go, okay, thanks. Have a good day. No, not this guy. He proceeds to grab the buttocks and grope their 14-year-old daughter.
Oh.
He was quickly arrested.
But apparently this has become a thing in Times Square. All these people dress up as different, you know, well-known...
Yeah, picture made and make money out of
it. Mm-hmm. And, but they're becoming more aggressive, apparently. Because there's such competition, they're not taking no for an answer. It's kind of like walking on Bourbon Street going, hey, where'd you get those shoes, man? How much you pay for those shoes? It's like, don't answer that question. Got a shot in those shoes? No. No, keep walking. You didn't hear a thing. But it's one thing when it's just an average guy trying to make a buck, or maybe a con artist who's trying to get you to start talking to him. It's another thing when it's a full-grown man with a New Jersey accent dressed up as Elmo. And he's groping
grabbing young girls on the buttocks.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, man. What is this world coming to?
I went to New Orleans. New Orleans, to me, is one of the greatest towns on Earth. Not as safe as it used to be, especially in the quarter, but so much fun I've had there over the years. And, of course, look at me. I've eaten a lot of great food down there.
Sure.
And so, and I like to wander around back when I was a little more mobile. I was in Jackson Square, and this damn mime followed me around. And he would not leave me alone. It really made me mad. I didn't give him a damn penny.
Well, he didn't say anything, obviously. What was he doing that was annoying you?
Well, just probably imitating me, I think, which really infuriated me.
I know what to do on Monday. Let's call the Montgomery Mime Service.
Do we have one?
I don't know.
Never seen a mime in Montgomery.
Yeah, I've never heard a mime on radio either, but it might be fun just to have one.
I don't think they're. I think they're all mute.
I believe so, but I just want to see you squirm while we do the show.
Oh, it just drove me crazy. And I finally got irritated, and I said, leave me the hell alone. But, you know, it was kind of funny at first, and then it went on and on and on.
Right. It's like,
leave me alone. And all I was trying to do is find a beignet place, you know.
Goodness. Got to watch out when you're in those big cities. Got to watch out, people making a buck. But we'll be right back, folks. There's this new trend now, Jack.
Is it vaping?
No, but I think it's more toxic than vaping. Though it's very, very impressive. People who are super-duper fans of our president.
What, all six of them?
Well,
six of us, I should say.
They are getting tattoos, not just his name, like images of Trump. It's a trend now. Like Trump face tattoos. Oh, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
A naughty Trump picture. I'm all for tattoos, but I'm not big on like... Even my biggest, you know, icon, I'm not getting a tattoo of their face on my body.
No.
But it's weird stuff, folks. You can find it online. I believe it's on the Drudge Report here. Strange stuff. But there's Trump wearing a Superman outfit.
That's hilarious. But the S is a T.
I'm faster than a speeding bullet. We'll be right back.
Wrong.
Wrong. You're listening to News and Views with Joey and Jack. Be right back.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready, so get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack. Now, I'm looking at this.
And we're both JC. You're Clark, I'm Campbell.
Yeah, JC squared.
No.
No, is that, you don't like that?
Not really.
We'll dispense with it then. But JC's a, those are good initials. I know several JC's. There's a really important one, too. Looks like, though, it's finally happening, folks, and by it, I mean, people are starting to pay attention more and more. Hard to believe this is the third Democratic debate. Really, the fifth, because they did two nights before with the 20 candidates. And apparently for this third debate with the top 10, there has been a huge rating surge.
I wonder why.
I think people are just starting to pay a little more attention. They're waiting.
Or maybe they want to hear a, you know, see a bloodbath on stage.
Yeah, that's possible, too. It could have been how it was promoted. I'm usually very down on some of the moderators. I mean, there were moments, again, little Georgie Stephanopoulos, he did press, for instance, Elizabeth Warren on, so you're going to raise taxes, right, for Medicare for All. Well, no, costs will come down. No, but you're going to raise taxes, right? And even Joe Biden is saying, no, the deductible will come out of your paycheck. I don't like that idea. Because right now, I don't pay my deductible because I'm young and thank God, for now, I haven't gotten any major illnesses. So I do not like this approach. The Democrats in general, you know, when 2016 came around, I wasn't immediately on the Trump train. I like people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. But as Trump has gone on and being president, and as I've seen the media and the Democrats react to Trump, it's made me like him more and more. Like, just also, there was this article in The Atlantic I read earlier today, where it was talking about Democrats who are now back in session up in Washington, D.C. in the swamp. And these are the hardcore impeachment Democrats who really want to impeach the bad orange man in the White House. You know, Cheeto Mussolini, as some might call him. And the article laid out, though, something interesting, because the big news is Jerry Nadler said they're expanding their impeachment probe beyond just what was in Robert Mueller's
dud of a report.
Oh, yeah.
And some are saying, oh, look, they're getting real serious about it. To me, what
you mean, you're talking about the brain dead Robert Mueller.
Right. Oh, I think Robert Mueller was played as a fool by people like Weissman.
Oh, Weissman's the worst guy ever.
It's sad, actually. But I'm not going to shed a tear for Robert Mueller. He's a full-grown man. He should have known what he was getting into. But this, I don't know, this move that they're making, that we're going to expand impeachment probes beyond just the Russia investigation, to me it doesn't signal anything of seriousness. What it signals is they have nothing.
They have nothing.
For 2 years, we heard about this Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time it came out, like the first big things that happened, Michael Flynn getting fired, Comey getting fired, I'm like, yeah, maybe there's something to it. Let's wait on Mueller. But as more and more stuff came out, I started to realize this is just sour grapes. This is a ticking time bomb that Hillary Clinton started in one of the debates, saying essentially Trump's a puppet of Putin. And they took the ball and ran with it. And when Mueller really didn't deliver the goods, because let's be clear, folks, Mueller clearly didn't like the president, especially in the second section of his report about obstruction. But when it came to coordination, collusion, these sorts of things, he not only found nobody in the Trump campaign, or Trump himself didn't do it, no American he could find colluded with the Russian government. So now you have this impending, and you know, I'm starting to get impatient. I want to know what the IG Michael Horowitz is doing. I want to know what William Barr's doing, what Durham out of the Nutmeg State, Connecticut is doing. I just like to say Nutmeg State. And as well as Huber out of Utah that Jeff Sessions
initially put in.
I actually think he's been up to more than people realize. I think he's been sort of the ombudsman. He's been collecting the timeline and the documents and making sure everything's in its proper place to document everything that's been going on. And so I want to see...
I hope he does it before the statute of limitations runs out.
I do. I want to see what comes out of this, because I think the Democrats in Congress have nothing. And honestly, folks, if you're a Democrat, you can get rid of the president if you beat him in 2020. That's what the focus should be. I think if they go for impeachment, obviously it'll die in the Republican-led Senate. So,
and it's going to backfire, just like it did with Bill Clinton.
Exactly. It's not.
Even though they had a lot more goods on Bill Clinton than they'll ever have on Trump.
Yeah. Well, Bill made his own bed, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a satirical headline. You got to watch out these days. Make sure when you share something, folks, that you see, oh, is it The Onion? Is it Babylon Bee? There's a Babylon Bee article after Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, killed himself, so
allegedly. Know,
allegedly. Bill Clinton, again, Babylon Bee satirical headline, says, well, it really depends on what the definition of suicide is. Oh, that's good stuff. It's good stuff. But yeah, the debate, 23% rise in people who watched last night's debate. It's pretty impressive. And I guess what that means, folks, is people are now starting to pay attention. We're getting closer, though it's still months away, to the actual primary season. And hopefully they'll call the herd here to where actual conversation can be had. But the person who some are claiming shined bright last night is a low-key person, and she admits to being low-key, Amy Klobuchar.
The one who made her announcement speech and talked about global warming and a blinding snowstorm. But she does seem reasonable when you compare her to the other kooks.
Exactly.
She's attractive. Where is she from? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah. She's, you know, she's, if you could say a Democrat is sensible, she is.
Right. Well, I think she really does represent sort of Midwestern interests. And this is what I think a lot of Democrats who are on the ground understand, but a lot of the media elites and folks don't understand. You should not be conducting a presidential primary to appease, forgive me the term, the woke scolds on Twitter, progressive Twitter, and in the media. You should be doing a campaign that actually speaks to the rank-and-file, working-class Democrats all across, say, the Rust Belt, where Trump dominated. And I think if the more they go, like I've been saying this and I'll keep saying, the more they go leftward, they're going to have a hard time when it comes to their convention, and they're going to have a hard time because Donald Trump hasn't even started. When he gets focused, Donald Trump is at his best when he's in a fight.
Did I hear the other day he's got like $1 billion?
Yeah. And Brad Parscale, his campaign manager, they're doing this thing now where they're doing targeted marketing, where they people have bought merchandise, people that have signed up on the newsletters, they are now pushing out messages curated for that specific person's interests.
Hmm.
So they are definitely going to do the big buys as well. And Trump's going to dominate the news cycle. This is part of his genius.
I say outrageous things so they cover me, and I drive the story. All right? I'm a very stable genius.
And he's so funny, man. He's so funny. But this targeted marketing, I think, is going to be a secret weapon. Not so secret weapon for the Trump campaign. And I think it's the future of politicking on a national level. If you can get targeted messages to certain types of people and build a coalition that way, I think that can be extremely effective. And we'll see. Unless the economy goes downhill, which is possible, but I don't think before the election.
Oh, that's their narrative right now.
It is.
The economy is tanking.
It's coming right around the corner. I think there might be worries 2-3 years out. I don't think it's going to happen before the election 2020. But also, I think that's the only thing that could be Trump's Achilles heel, is if for some reason, whether it's talked down or some move by the central banks of the world, the economy starts to reverse itself in a ridiculous way. That's, I think, his only potential weakness, which isn't even a weakness right now. Record employment, record gains going on in the stock market. It is, I've been convinced. And the one thing I've been worried about is the trade issue. And what I was worried about is this, Jack. I was worried that Trump really believed in protectionism. But I've started to understand it goes back to last summer when he was talking at the G7 meeting in Canada. He said, what if we do no tariffs? And everybody, all the leaders, like, you know, Trudeau and Merkel, all these folks were just dumbfounded. Oh, what about our milk subsidies, eh? Like here in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And what about our timber subsidies, eh? And so it kind of calls them out for being protectionists as well. I think Trump is using the blunt instrument, the blunt economic warfare of tariffs, to get his way. And there are signs in China right now.
Uh-huh.
And the Chinese made a deal after Tiananmen Square. They made a deal with their people, so to speak. Maybe an offer the people couldn't refuse, but a deal nonetheless. If y'all don't rock the boat, we will make you very rich. And in many ways, they succeeded. They did market reforms. A lot of the Chinese people have moved from, you know, farming, subsistence farming, to middle-class lives. Billions of people have been lifted out of poverty, abject poverty. But what the Chinese worry about, you know, Americans, politicians worry about the next election. The Chinese authorities worry about the next revolution. It is an unruly country of billions of people, not easy to control. And so if the economic downturn, the banking crisis in China keeps going the way it's going, and then Trump's hitting them hard continually with more tariffs and this trade war, they're in a tough spot. And so if Trump can make a deal out of this, get them to say uncle, then we generally reduce all sorts of barriers across the board, protect intellectual property. It's a huge win. If he gets that done before the election.
What kind of a win? Huge?
Huge. Huge win. Yeah, I've got a big one. I'm willing to swing it. You know, speak softly, carry a big stick. Well, I speak loudly, and I have the big stick. You better watch out. Watch out, China. Watch out, Xi. Oh, you're a good man. Good friend. We watch out.
Anyway, we got to hit a break.
Good time to do it.
You're listening to News and Views with Joe and Jack. We'll be right back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sounds like a broken record, but another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 98. We had a record high yesterday. I think the heat index will be above 100. Rain chances, not zero, but only about 10% today, maybe 20% on Saturday. Still very hot tomorrow with a high around 96. Then on Sunday with a high around 93, we've got scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. All of this depending largely on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1. 1FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack.
I just found a long white hair in my earphone, my headphones.
Oh, no. Is it from your ear?
Yes, from my head. Just white as it could be.
I've been finding some of those. You know these long locks I've got?
Mm-hmm.
I'll occasionally find a single strand when I'm brushing my hair that is, like, straight up gray. I'm going to bring it on. I look like a wizard.
Yeah. You'll kind of look like Jeff Blake used to.
Right, exactly. Blocky? Yeah.
Blocky. Till he got his hair trimmed.
Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite!
Whoa, I cannot believe I got the A plus B team hooked up.
What's up? It'll be the AAA plus team, too.
How you doing?
Okay, so now you've gone from intern to protege, I guess, huh?
Well, and it's really what's happening, and we touched on this earlier, Urbanite, and I hate, folks, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. The secret to me advancing, paying my dues, is just immense heaping amounts of humility.
And grunt work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Will you still have your show at 6 or 7?
For the time being, this is in flux. We really are in flux, so I'm going to do the normal schedule as much as I can, but there will be changes, and we're going to have to work.
Well, glad to have you in the morning, Tom.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. This is great.
Glad to know you actually have energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have a good one.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Urbanite.
Yeah, it's a long day, but, you know, I always remember
that this is a fun job. Like, obviously the news can get you down. It can be negative, and that's the nature of political news in particular. But this is such an opportunity, and not just doing the show in the morning, but it's an opportunity to be able to sit and talk about the things we care about, joke around occasionally, be serious when we need to, and really connect people and share good stories. And I will cherish that. And I do remember, because I have friends who actually, you know, work with their, put their backs into their work. They're out in the summer heat. Mm-hmm. Those are the folks usually listening. And I have to remember that, that it's the everyday person that makes this society actually work, that we actually owe a lot of what we do. I couldn't do this job if it wasn't for everybody else doing a lot of other hard work. So I got to remember that.
It'll be hard for you to remember, but I'll remind you.
It's that humility.
On an hourly basis.
Yeah, keep me humble, Jack. Keep me humble.
Well,
it'll be difficult, but we'll make it work.
So, I know. I hope so.
So were you sad to see John Bolton go?
I don't know enough about him. I know he was UN ambassador under Bush.
Right.
And I liked his hard line back then. But, you know, from stuff you hear, he was a little bit confrontational towards some of our foreign leaders and foreign countries that he didn't trust. He might have been a little bit too much. I don't know the inside of why Trump let him go. Do we know? Have you?
I think the writing on the wall is, number one, I think Mike Pompeo is really where the power lies, other than the president himself. And Pompeo, having been CIA director, he knows where the bodies are buried now at the State Department. He's running that. I wouldn't be surprised, and Dan Moore suggested this earlier this week, that you get a Kissinger-like situation where Pompeo wears two hats. Where maybe you put in some unknown person as the official national security advisor, but Pompeo's
pulling the strings.
Right.
And I like Mike Pompeo.
I do. I don't, again, with foreign policy, I don't think foreign policy is the realm for ideology. I think it should be the realm of realism. Mm-hmm. And what are the facts on the ground? Now, you could have your inclinations, and Trump has his that I like, that he thinks we've had too many wars for too long, we're spending too much money defending other countries that should defend themselves. I think that's all well and good. And I think what happened with Bolton, use Iran, for example, and North Korea. Trump is talking a big, tough game with Iran and North Korea in order to get them to the table.
Right.
And Pompeo's on board with that strategy. Whereas Bolton, it seems like, was trying to box in the president to make it even more confrontational, not to get to the table, but to get us to the precipice of war.
Yeah.
Seemed that way with Venezuela as well. When it didn't look like Guaido, the opposition leader down there, was going to take out Maduro, Bolton was kind of had the legal pad saying, you know, 3,000 troops to Colombia, right on the border of Venezuela. And I think Trump got wise to what Bolton was up to. He started going beyond just the duties of being national security advisor, and he was essentially boxing in the president to make terrible decisions. And I think Trump didn't like it. And there were even press reports, Jack, that there were meetings, for instance, like, oh, what are we going to do about this? These people are causing trouble. Oh, what are you going to do, John Mustache? What do you want to do? you want to nuke them?
Right.
He literally would just needle Bolton in these meetings. So this has been going on for months now. That Trump was kind of putting Bolton in his place.
I'm not sure Bolton was in on this secret meeting either. I don't think he knew about it.
Oh, with the Taliban?
Yeah.
I think he knew that something was going on with the Taliban, and he was very much against it.
Oh, sure.
And it wasn't just Bolton. Like, Jim Mattis, the former defense secretary, Mad Dog, he was been out on doing a press tour about his book, talking about how much he disagrees with it. And I don't like it. Maybe if you leave a small contingent of troops in Afghanistan, but I take my source from a lot of veterans who served in that theater, that we need to come home. It should not be our new imperial asset, so to speak. It should have been about taking out struck us 18 years ago, a little over 18 years ago now. And it's become about, I think, more than just that.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I'm glad to see Bolton go. I'm very happy to see Bolton go. I thought it was hilarious. Tucker Carlson called Bolton a man of the left. It's clearly not, but that's classic Tucker, just like giving him the tuck face. And like, Bolton was never a man of the right. Obviously, Bolton is a man of the right. He served in all these Republican administrations.
A couple weeks ago that Fox was trying to find a way to get rid of Tucker. Have you heard that?
I haven't, but though with the new management of News Corp and with the Murdoch family changes and all that, I wouldn't be surprised. But Tucker is an interesting voice. I'm not a populist in the same way as Tucker. I consider myself a classical liberal. I think the Republican Party should stay true. I think all Americans should stay true to our basic liberties and keep that tradition alive. But Tucker, I think, serves a good voice. I think he's actually a voice that represents the president.
The people that like him a lot.
Yeah, he's very good at what he does. Let me be clear. Yeah, he's very entertaining. I love when he brings on people who really disagree with him, and he gives them, you know what? It's just so good. But he probably has some detractors within Fox News, is my guess. Of course, the left, Media Matters and the like, are constantly going after sponsors. It is a perpetual war over advertising dollars, and it's dirty. It's a little dirty, but that's the nature of the game right now the left wants to play. So actually, some people on the right are punching back. Did you see the there's a conservative group trying to put together dossiers on different reporters, like all their old tweets. You know, people will get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Hart got in trouble for, you know, old tweets he made. And he couldn't host the Oscars anymore. And, oh, by the way, did you see what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, said about Kevin Hart? Kevin had this terrible car accident, broke his back, essentially. And everybody was really worried he was going to be paralyzed. And The Rock visited him, and Dwayne came out and said, no, he's doing great, he's doing fine, he's recovering quick, the surgery went great, I talked to his pediatrician. And so you know they're good buddies, but because so many people are getting in trouble for old tweets, the right's now giving it to the left. I don't know how much I like this standard, because Twitter really did used to be the Wild West of the internet, mm-hmm. where people didn't take it seriously, they said all sorts of crap. But if that's the standard, that's the game we're going to play. We're going to play the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of where politics takes you. It's an old line from an H.L. Mencken essay. It's like, how could you possibly do this hypocritical thing? How could you promise things you couldn't deliver? And the moral of the story is, when the water reaches the upper deck, follow the rats. Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you know, it's funny because you know, when you work as a reporter in the public eye, if you're not an editorialist, if you're not an opinion reporter like Sean Hannity and Laura and that crowd,
right?
You really got to watch what you put on Twitter. If you're a reporter that is hired to report news, you're working for that company 24/7, like it or not.
Right.
So when you tweet out something about an issue and you're showing your true colors, that's going to come back and bite you in the butt. And I understand why.
Right.
Because you represent that station all the time.
Well, and you do have to be careful. And I mean, there are a few reporters I do respect, even in stations or networks I don't necessarily respect. For instance, I've always liked Major Garrett. Doesn't mean I agree with everything Major Garrett says. And Major Garrett's doing, he used to be Fox. Now he's working for CBS, I believe.
Yeah.
So he kind of toes the line the CBS news directors want, for the most part. But when he's freewheeling and talking, like on a general chit-chat, Major Garrett's great. There are good reporters still out there.
Ed Henry's a good reporter.
I like Ed Henry a lot.
Who's the guy that covers the White House for Fox? John
something.
Yeah, I don't know about him.
He's John Roberts. He's very he's very straight man, like serious, kind of old school. I love Byron York.
Oh, with the glasses?
Yeah, Byron's. And by the way, that used to be a certain someone's boss. That certain someone is Greg Budell.
Really?
Greg worked with him down in Florida at a radio station.
Really?
And he said, I could see him going national. In fact, Byron York is now national. Writes great articles for places like the Washington Examiner. And he's also now on Fox News all the time.
Is he a lawyer?
I'm not sure. I mean, who isn't these? I'm not.
I'm not either. Too stupid.
I'm too lazy. You know. Well, and I'm also too humble. We got to hit a break, folks.
Wrong.
You're just so wrong, Joey. I have the best words. Hey, Bolton, you want to nuke Joey? We'll be right back, folks.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey and Jack.
This has gone well, Jack.
Do you like this song?
In some moments, yeah.
Who was the guy that's the lead singer of Coldplay? Chris Martin?
Yeah, I believe
he
so.
He made a comment that because they were doing a live show somewhere, free of the public, you know, it's just a crowd of people. And this guy who sings this song, I can't remember his name. The Verve is that?
Yeah, I believe so.
He said it was the greatest song ever written or sung. That's what Chris said when he introduced him.
It's good. I love the strings in that song. And we got to get together in that sense of, like, what music do you like? I know you're a Coldplay fan.
Yeah.
I'll have to find out more what you like. This is a... we kind of were thrown together, folks. Jack and I have known each other for a while now, just but we haven't been like close friends. Just I've been busy, and you're a man about town. So
are you kidding? Are you kidding?
But I think this is going to work great, especially because 2020 is really ramping up. That's going to be fun to cover.
Yes, absolutely.
It's only, in my opinion, going to get more hysterical and more hilarious, and I can't wait to watch like Donald Trump really start live tweeting some of these debates. Like, who is this little Asian guy on stage? And I say it with love. I love all Asians. Like, he's going to be in rare mode. Right,
you know, and the U.S. Senate race in Alabama should be interesting.
Yes, absolutely.
Should be very interesting.
There's one person I'm not a big fan of, but I'm a fan of John Merrill. I'm a big fan of John Merrill. I like Tommy Tuberville. I've been impressed with him so far, and I like Bradley Byrne.
Yeah.
I think they'd all be competent. I'll put it that way. I might have my pick. I'm not giving that away yet, though.
Well, I think Tommy Tuberville will have to prove that he's up to the task.
Yes.
But that's what attracts a lot of people to him, is that he is not a career politician.
Exactly.
And so that's going to bring some folks on his team. And then the fact that, and of course the other candidate's probably going to talk about he doesn't have the experience. Well, who cares?
Right.
You know, who cares?
We're in a populist moment right now in this country, and as long as Tommy gives a president a big hug and is all about the Trump agenda, I think he'll do well. And, you know, somebody told me, I'm not going to tell the folks who, they said from their football experience with Tommy over at Auburn, that he has this special talent of being able to walk into a room without knowing anybody and very swiftly making friends with the five richest people in that room.
Yeah.
It's a good talent to have in recruiting and in politics.
Yeah.
So I think Tommy will be formidable because of that name ID. He'll just have to prove himself in terms of his policy chops. And I'm really impressed with John Merrill.
Oh, yeah, me too. John's a really good guy. He's been a great Secretary of State.
Yeah, and I love how he always has a story or a historical anecdote. Like, he knows his stuff.
He's studied hard how to be a good politician.
Indeed.
And he's sincere. I mean, every time I've called John, he's called me right back within an hour.
Right.
I don't care where he is. And you know, and I'm nobody. I mean, I know him through politics, but he did that before I was on the radio. But he's a good guy.
Well, that does it for...
Yes, it does.
News and Views.
For our first show.
It continues, though. We will continue on Monday.
Yes, we will.
But remember, folks, today, Friday the 13th, 2019, history...
Micromoon.
History is made in more than just the micromoon. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Joey. See y'all. Thanks for listening.
Dan Moore Show next. 'Cause you could be